It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drake May walking in here right now as we get ready to sit down and talk with him. This has been an interesting season so far in general, I think, for this team, with a lot of questions in various aspects and various things. But one thing that everybody agrees on, including us and national people and everything else, is that you, Drake May, have been a bright spot on this offense and someone that, if you're a Patriots fan, everybody should be very excited about, as Drake May joins us right now. Are you hearing all of the, I don't even want to call it criticism because it's not criticism. Are you hearing all this love that you're getting? Like, is this something you're aware of? Because everybody, Gronkowski, Mark Sanchez on the broadcast, everyone who talks about you is just glowing terms these days. Is that must be nice, right?
Yeah, I try not to read into much of that. I think, you know, probably the biggest time I notice is the fan base on Sundays in the games. I think they've been great. You know, even at away games, I feel like a lot of Pats fans have showed out. So I think I can, you know, we try to help them out and put some wins in the win column. I think that's the biggest thing we need to do a better job of. But I think we're in some games and, a few plays away from having some more dubs in the win column.
But if we make you aware of it, if you haven't heard some of it, I know a lot of people will be like, oh, my mom sent something or my brother sent something. Although with your brothers, it would probably be the other way. They're probably making fun of you. Does that type of positive reinforcement, does it drive you to be better? Like, how do you take positive reinforcement?
You know, I appreciate it. I think it's especially some of the media guys, where you said Gronk said something, like, you know, next time I see Gronk or hopefully meet him, sometime, I'll just, thank him and appreciate it. I think, more of a don't take too high when, you feel like you're playing well, and don't get too low when things aren't going your way. So, it's kind of a tough battle because, I do feel like I'm, making some plays and moving the ball offensively, but I don't think it's turning into wins, so I think we need to figure that part out. But at the same time, I think we got those guys in that room, a lot of different guys making plays, and I think we're just, a few plays away, and it's a bummer really to, how the, really the end of the game has ended up, because I feel like, a chance with the ball in my hands, that's what I want, and I want the ball to be in my hands, a chance to win it, and just got to come up on the right side of it.
All right, don't worry. We'll get to the end of the game. But first, Drake May is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, experts in treating men's sexual health with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com, and by Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. Get next-day delivery with removal and disposal at Cardi's Furniture and Mattresses. All right, you brought it up, so I feel like it's fair game now, of course, to talk about. That throw at the end of the game, Douglas didn't turn around. I heard you talking about it afterwards, what you saw there, and miscommunication is how that was sort of classified. You seem to have a pretty good rapport and a pretty good relationship with your wide receivers. They all speak very highly of you. How do you get these kind of miscommunications sort of out of the huddle and execute a little bit better on those type of plays at the end of games?
Well, yeah, kind of like I said, post game, just talking through more scenarios throughout the week and certain plays, and I think it's a tough situation. You got to feel like you got to make a big play at the end, so. Just be on the same page with our guys, and I think me and Pop were, I think we were seeing the same thing, just kind of on different, kind of route yardage was kind of what he was thinking and what I was thinking. So, like I said, just talking through more.
Did you guys talk about the play afterwards? Did you sort of get on the?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. But me and Pop, we're open books. I don't know if y'all ever talked to Pop, but he's a bunch of energy and he's always got something to say. And no harm or bad vibes between either of us. I think he's a great player, made a lot of great plays, and I think y'all saw that.
This is going to sound probably harsh and maybe a little dictator-like, but do the receivers have to see it the way you see it? Like, is that the solution? Like, everybody needs to see it through your eyes?
I try not to be that way. I think that, sometimes as a quarterback, I think that's kind of the tendency. Hey, you see it, the way Drake's seeing it. But I try to, see, hey, they may want to route, this way against this coverage or a certain way. I try to let them kind of play their way into some strengths. I don't think that play was an example of that. I think Just, you know, trying to be an open book. And, hey, if they want to run this route this way versus man coverage versus zone, I'm all for it. Just, you know, getting guys open.
The way the game started, your first couple of drives, you had a couple of plays we were just talking about that were pretty cool to watch on TV. I don't know if they feel the same way when you're out there actually doing them, but the jump pass, that sort of sidearm throw you had there and things like that, that all seems to come very naturally to you. That's not something that seems like you're going out of your way to try and do for the cameras or anything like that. How did you sort of develop those types of throws?
I think just playing different sports growing up. You know, I played baseball and played a lot of different sports growing up, so just different arm angles and trying different stuff out and having older brothers that, you know, did some cool things in sports, you know, that I saw, hey, let me try that, or hey, let me, you know, playing shortstop, you know, flick it to second base for a double play or something like that. So just playing different sports growing up and just playing ball out there.
Early on, you were very accurate, and it seemed like every throw was kind of right where the receiver needed it. Are you growing in that area? Because I know that was, some people had criticisms about, you know, short throw accuracy, different things. Even you, I think, mentioned one of our first interviews, like, oh, I missed pop over the middle. I was just off on that. Has that accuracy, do you feel like, improved as you've played more? Or was yesterday a good day? Are there days where it's just there and some days it's not? How does that work?
I feel like I've been, you know, pretty accurate pretty much, you know, my whole career. I think, you know, going back to college, not, you know, I have a short career here in the NFL, but you know, I think, you know, getting, you know, used to pop over the middle is just something that you haven't played with him much. I haven't got many reps with him over the middle in a real game and with live bullets. So, you know, I feel like I got a good rapport with those guys and where they're going to be at. And I think the big thing we talked about in the quarterback room is ball placement. I think I can lead the yards after catch. So I think we showcased that well on Sunday.
What thing or what aspect of your game do you think has gotten better over these 4 weeks? And what do you think you still need to work on the most?
Gotten better of, I think, just taking what defense gives me. I think I always need the home run. I think I've done a good job of that. We had some plays, like on Sunday, where, hey, we're splitting out a bubble. We're splitting out little things, a little, you know, spot route at 5 yards that are turning into big plays. So just taking what defense gives me and not kind of trying to, you know, hunt up, you know, the deep shot or the big play or the scramble play every time. And then just handling situations better. I think, you know, third down, we end up kicking a field goal down there in the red zone. They brought cover zero and maybe had pop on a shallow to get in the score, and handling kind of the short yardage runs of, you know, maybe pump up the guys some more to try to, you know, get a first down. We have some big short yardage runs that we ended up capitalizing on. So a little situational football that I think can help us.
Speaking of short yardage runs, we were actually having a discussion before you came in. There's been this talking point, like, no designed runs, and, you know, you were coming off a concussion and you've been scrambling a lot, doing different things. Do you think there are opportunities for you to have designed runs moving forward this season, moving forward, whenever in the future?
Like on 4th and 2, for example.
Like 4th and goal from the 2.
I do think there's a spot for that. You know, I feel like I'm a, you know, big kid. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big athletic kid that I ran for, you know, a bunch of yards in college, and I've been making some plays with my feet here in the NFL. So I think there's definitely a time and spot, a place for it. But, you know, I think what we've been doing and giving the ball to Mondre is not always a bad option. Mondre's, you know, a lot better running than I am.
All right. Well, you probably heard about this over the course of the week. It was a big story that the team owners had been calling around looking for assistance, maybe some help on bringing you along and sort of your development from maybe outside the organization. Is that something that you took to heart? Is that something you think is necessary? And how do you feel the team has been sort of developing you so far early on? It's obviously early in your career, as you mentioned, but how do you sort of see that going so far? And would you welcome outside help?
Yeah, I haven't heard really much about that, and quite honestly, I haven't even heard any of that. I think, you know, the guys in the room and, you know, AVP and TC are doing, you know, a great job. I feel like I'm prepared. I feel like I'm playing on time and, you know, making plays. I think there's little situational things that just come with, you know, getting the experience and being a 22-year-old rookie in the NFL. So I think what we got, you know, in that offense and those players in there, I think we're making plays, and I don't really think you're not too much to say about that.
Along those lines, one of the things you've been really consistent with is post-game, somebody will ask you, oh, fourth and two, field goal, punt, whatever, two-point conversion, and you have been very supportive of your coaches. If coaches say it, we go along with it. Where did that mentality come from? You seem like a good soldier. I mean, is that just the way you've always been growing up? If coach says it, I do it. Because we've had discussions around here. Even Coach Mayo said a lot of modern players are why guys. Like, you can't just tell them what to do. Sometimes they'll ask why, and then you have to explain it. You don't seem like a why guy. You seem like a yes coach.
I think at this point, yeah, I think just the way I grew up with my parents and how they kind of handled the household and raised us, just being a, hey, if my parents tell us to do it, you know, that's a no. It's a no-brainer. You know, what they ask of us, and being humble and saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, little things like that, kind of credit to my parents, and being a good soldier, or kind of not having reasons also comes along with being a rookie quarterback and not having too much. But I think there is times where, hey, if I want to voice opinion of going for it, I think down the road that I think they would respect that and listen.
After your guys' last loss, you obviously had the big speech where you addressed the team, and a lot of people had a lot of positive things to say about that. You guys end up winning a game. Is this the type of game that we just saw on Sunday that prompts another speech from you? Is that something you're going to be doing for the rest of the year? How's that? How do you sort of square that up as a leader on the team?
Yeah, I don't think you've got to kind of, you know, pick the dates and pick them ahead of time. Think if it, you know, if it's something needed to be said, and you say it. So I don't think it's something where, hey, I need to do something next, you know, this Wednesday or Thursday. I think it's just something that kind of comes to mind and is based off how we practice.
Not to bring up another painful play, but we should probably ask about the fumble. Looked like you were kind of ready to throw and then kind of brought it back down, and then they ran a game up front. They were able to get there. What were you seeing, the opportunity to get rid of the ball as opposed to not get rid of it? Just talk us through what happened there.
Yeah, I could think just got to get it out, you know, third down. And if it happens to be incomplete, then it's incomplete and we punt it away. I think can't take a, you know, a sack, especially in our own territory, and give the defense in that spot. So Booty had a stop route, and he beat the guy off the release so bad he was ahead of him. So just got to either throw it over his head or give him a chance. I think he still ended up beating him.
Got the Miami Dolphins coming up here. It's a team that you guys have seen already. Not a game that you played in, but after seeing them and sort of seeing what they do from the sideline, is that useful for you? I mean, it's the second time seeing them. It's a division game. Do you take into account things you saw Jacoby doing out there in the first game, and how do you incorporate that into your game plan?
Yeah, I think you go back and watch the first game and see you know, what they did against us and how they try to exploit us defensively, and also get a great chance to see how our players played against their players, you know, kind of personnel-wise, you know, how they guarded, you know, guarded our receivers or tackled our guys in space. So you can see a lot of different things with, you know, playing an opponent, you know, twice in one year.
How are your mom's hands? You brought up that throw to low that she could.
Yeah, my mom's a good athlete. Yeah, she's got good hands. So yeah, I'm sure she probably would have caught
it. Is she? Is she a legit athlete?
Yeah, she's a good athlete, so she probably would have one-handed it.
All right, the quarterback question of the week brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 5 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This one comes to us from Doug in Alston, who asked, Drake, who was your favorite quarterback to watch growing up?
Ooh, I grew up in Charlotte, and I love the Panthers. So, you know, Cam Newton was, you know, right in my kind of younger age, and I was a big fan of Cam Newton. So I probably have to say Cam, and always, obviously, you know, respected the guys who won. So guys like Peyton and Brady kind of in those matchups, you know, growing up was kind of the heyday of me in, you know, elementary school and middle school. So my favorite player going to see was Cam, and then those guys that won and played in big-time games.
Cam is someone you've been compared to, by the way. I mean, big, tall quarterback, big arm, mobile, that type of thing. Did you model your game after him growing up at all?
That's true. I hope somebody say that, you know, the way I run the football. But I think Cam had some great years in Carolina and really put the Panthers on the map.
Along those lines, did you get a chance to cross paths with Matthew Stafford yesterday? He's a guy that's been doing it for a long time.
I did, yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, a big fan of Stafford, and obviously hate, you know, how well he threw it against us on Sunday. He's making some nice throws, so told him I was a big fan, and obviously, you know, grew up watching him playing on Thanksgiving.
He was one of those guys that was at the forefront, it feels like, of the arm angles and the off platform. I know a lot of people credit Mahomes with that, but I think Stafford was doing that for a long time, too.
Yeah, I think he's probably doing it before, you know, Stafford and doing the no-looks and some of that. So, special talent. You know, it was fun to watch, you know, him on the sideline, you know, sadly, but I think just watching him on Sundays in general is pretty cool.
Any of your coaches ever give you a hard time over those? I know Mahomes is very – he said Andy Reid actually pushes him to – test stuff, try stuff, underhand, whatever, behind the back. Have you had any bad experiences with no look or arm angles where any of your coaches were like, yeah, don't do that again?
Knock on wood, not really.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jinx you.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's early in the season.
I definitely think there's some different stuff in my bag that hasn't been shown yet.
Oh, I like the teaser.
All right, I like that too.
Left-handed, right. Behind the back, anything that crazy? We'll see.
Nah, I don't know, but we'll see. It just happens. So,
if you do throw a behind-the-back touchdown pass, can you say, hey, that was for you guys on WEEI?
Yeah. WEEI, that's for you.
We'd appreciate that. Cool. All right, that's Drake May, quarterback of the Patriots. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, there goes Drake May, who, according to just about everybody, had his best game of the season so far on Sunday in a loss. The Rams, 28-22 winners over the Patriots. May, 30 of 40 for 282 yards, two touchdowns, a pick, and a QB rating of 100.2. We're going to take a quick break here. Jonathan Jones is going to be joining the show a little bit later on. In the meantime, here's some words from our sponsors. We'll be right back. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.